Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, job profiling sounds like a routine HR function, but when it's done poorly, it can quietly sabotage an entire organization. What am I talking about? Well, from inflated titles and vague job descriptions to misaligned structures and pay bands, flawed profiling is, or can at least, contribute to deep inequities in the workplace. What does that mean? Well, it could erode trust, and it could also undermine performance. This is serious, and it's also worrying. And it's an argument put forward by Shimone Zeiman, who's a leading expert in job evaluation and organizational design. So, Shimone, welcome to you. And let's start at the core. Give me a good definition of job profiling, and you're calling it a silent saboteur inside a company.
Yeah, so when it comes to job profiling, people generally don't realize that an incorrectly or poorly defined job profile leads to inaccurate job evaluations or job gradings or levelings of job within a company. And because I've been doing training for so long on this subject, I started realizing that people don't realize that there are actually rules attached to writing or filling in a job profile for a position, and that these roles then end up being under or over evaluated or under or over pegged in an organization. And that has certain effects. You know, you can then under or overpay an employee connected to that job profile. So it's incredibly important. And that's why I wrote the articles.
And it does real damage in the workplace. Are you able to give me a sense of how it might typically show up in practice, how it manifests itself?
Yeah, for sure. So firstly, when we look at wrongly worded sentences or sentences starting with incorrect verbs, so vague verbs, as people will see, my pet peeve as a specialist in this area would be words like using the word ensure. You see this in every single job profile you will come across, and people are surprised when they read their job profiles that are written for their positions, and then see when they come to training that those words should not be used, because you can, for instance, use this word in any level of position within a department. So if we look at an example of a finance department, for instance, you can have the word ensure in a sentence like ensuring financial hygiene of certain journals, for instance. Mm. You can have that sentence in a bookkeeper, which is a lower level position. You can have that sentence in an accountant or a finance manager. You can have it in the CFO's profile. So within that sentence, saying the same thing, ensuring financial hygiene, you cannot accurately peg the responsibility or the level of accountability within that same sentence. So then the effect of that would be that where must this job then be evaluated at or graded at or leveled at within an organization? It is impossible to determine what the level of responsibility is within that sentence because of the word ensure being so vague.
So talking about CFOs, for instance, you also suggest that inflated titles are another red flag. So why do companies do this, and what would the unintended cost be?
Yeah, so look, if we had to use inflated titles or funny or whatever titles to evaluate positions, then everyone that's called a receptionist would be want to be called an executive of first impressions, for instance. You know, if we had to be able to level it up just by title. So in that sense, we cannot take those sorts of things into consideration. We have to look purely at job content. Yeah.
And it's, yeah, I mean, I saw the funny side, but it is also not funny. But if that's the case, then how could this distort pay bands and, I guess, performance expectations?
Look, the use of job titles or fancy job titles would not distort pay bands as such. It is just following the rule of not using it, not using fancy job titles when it comes to evaluating it, which results in relating your base pay to the evaluation given to the position. If that is skewed, then it would distort your pay scale. But other than that, as long as you follow the rules, it should not distort it.
And of concern too is bias. So there's also a suggestion that if there's poor job design and poor profiling, that could deepen race or even gender disparity within an organization, which in itself is a problem in this country anyway.
100%. So for us to change organizations and shape them into more fair and equitable organizations, these sorts of foundations are critically important. You know, with job profiles being the base of your organizational structures, you know, we always say we start with job profiles. That follows on to job evaluation. From there on, you go and you pay the person, and then from there on, all your other HR and REM processes follow. So if you get the base wrong, or the roots of the tree, as we always try and describe it, if the roots of your tree are unhealthy, the rest of the organization can't flourish. So it's these profiles that we need to fix at the core of your organization before we can try and fix everything else to bring everything in line.
All right, so let's talk about the fix then. In your experience, who's responsible for ensuring that the profiling is done correctly? Is it an HR job or is it a line manager job?
Okay, this is a great question. Everyone is always, it's always sort of up in the air, and it is an expected sort of feeling that HR should be responsible for updating the profiles. But the problem with that is that HR, they cannot be the specialist for each position in a company with, say, over 2,000 employees. It is just impossible. So what we teach is, if you come to job profiling training or job evaluation training at 21st Century, we teach the line managers or the heads of departments how to write profiles for their departments, because they would know what's going on in their own departments, what each position is responsible for. And HR is just there to guide them on the processes, to give everyone a template, to guide them through the template, guide them on the rules to follow, that sort of thing. But the actual information within the profiles, it's very important that the specialists in their own roles have input into that.
And just a final one then, if a company suspects they have a profiling problem, where is the best place to start? Can you retrofit accuracy without starting from scratch?
Look, so it depends on what is in the profile, what is in the template, if there are things missing, not missing. So I'd have to evaluate the template to be able to give you that answer. The easiest way would be to contact us for us to advise you on whether your template is correct or not, whether it's got sufficient information on it. And if not, we can obviously guide you through the process or take you through the whole job profiling training.
You know, I normally describe myself as a radio presenter, but after our conversation at Chimene, I've decided I am the chief conversation facilitator. How does that fit with you?
That's beautiful.
Good talking to you. I appreciate your time. That's Chimene Zeiman, leading expert in job evaluation and organizational design. Appreciate your time.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.